enters our state, hopefully bringing some nice relief. Today, hot and humid again with a high in the low 90s, a sun and cloud mix with scattered afternoon and evening storms roaming around. Sounds routine, right? Tonight's low 73. Tomorrow, showers and thunderstorms increase, becoming numerous by afternoon as a front moves through the state. Then storms ending later Tuesday evening, turning cooler, low 66. Wednesday, lots of sun, less humid. A rare but brief summer break with a high around 88. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
With ASA Credit Union's free Kasasa cash checking account, you can earn 4% APY on balances up to $30,000. Qualifications and rules apply. See an ASE rep for more details. Federally insured by NCUA. Online at yourasecu.com. ASE Credit Union. Your life, your goals, your ASE.
Enjoy delicious meat and three lunches that change daily and great burgers and salads at Peyton's Place. Check out Facebook for daily menus and use their drive-thru window for call-ahead orders. Don't forget that Peyton's Place offers catering. Peyton's Place on the Atlanta Highway across from Faulkner and now open Sundays for lunch.
Could you use $1 million? Then come play Make Me a Millionaire at Wind Creek Wetumpka. It's our biggest giveaway ever. Play now through Friday, July 26th, and for every 250 base points earned, you'll get one entry into our last chance drawing on July 26th, when you could win a share of $10,000 free play or one of five instant entries into the $1 million grand prize drawing on Sunday, July 28th. So come play Make Me a Millionaire at Wind Creek Wetumpka and find your winning moment.
Sounds like a job for AC by Luke Choir.
It's Christmas in July, and when you turn to the experts at AC by LaGuire, they have presents for you. Choose between a free Yeti cooler, a free Wi-Fi thermostat, or a free air cleaner. Purchase a new carrier system and have your pick. Also get 0% financing with approved credit on new carrier systems. ACByLaGuire.com. License number 84417.
Sounds like a job for AC by LaGuire.
Join us today from 11:30 to 1 at Mr. Electric on Oliver Road for Cram the Van. Bring your school supply donations to help kids and teachers in the River Region get started on a great school year.
This hour of the program brought to you in part by our good friends over at Alabama Home Mortgage. Alabama Home Mortgage, 567-4223, 567-4223, on the web, alahomemortgage.com. NMLS number 1586368, Equal Housing Lender.
It's time for news and views from 9 till noon. Montgomery's conversational radio show. To join the conversation, call 272-9228. It's news and views from 9 till noon, only on News Talk 93.1 FM. Now, here's Baron and Jack.
Welcome back in, 6 minutes after 10 o'clock.
Baron, I got a hot take for you.
I'd like to hear it.
You do?
Mm-hmm.
You know, Randall was saying earlier, like, that people are, you know, like, maybe they're grooming them for something, or, like, you know, they call on them for something or whatever. You know what this song reminds me of?
Hmm.
Do you remember the 1990s when Dennis Miller was Bill Maher?
Yeah. He was better than Bill Maher.
Yeah, but like, same exact show.
Yeah.
Better at the comedy with more obscure references and a little, like, tiny bit less smug. Like, Maher just goes so smug that, like, nobody likes him.
Right.
But then 9/11 happened and Miller was ostracized.
Yeah.
And so they needed a new Dennis Miller. And who was that Dennis Miller?
Bill Maher.
Even though Bill Maher
Why did they need a new Dennis Miller?
Because
Miller wasn't willing to play ball anymore?
Because he went to the right.
And
supported. But I mean, if you look at the 90s.
Same thing that happened to Hitchens.
If you look at the 80s and 90s, you know, you'd think on Saturday Night Live when Miller invented the weekend update thing.
Yeah.
That he was, you know, you'd think that he was a little, you know, at least left-leaning. And then 9/11 happens and he goes all in for, you know, security. Although they tried to get to Marr, too, because remember, he lost his ABC show by saying that staying in the planes isn't cowardly. That was his remark.
Staying in the...
He said, you're talking about cowards, you know. It's one thing you can say, but staying in the plane, not cowardly. So they kicked him off ABC, but now he's got... Essentially, though, he has Dennis Miller's Sunday slot on HBO.
Just kind of interesting. I considered it.
That's what that song reminds me of.
He replaced him.
Yeah. I'm just saying maybe they pulled out the human suit, you know. It's probably the same lizard underneath. Different human suit.
Marine police concerned about more deaths on Alabama waters.
Do you remember a couple weeks ago, I think it was two Fridays ago, we were saying...
Seems like there's more.
And then I saw that story that said it's the best in, sorry, not the best.
Well, the worst.
The most in 3 years.
Yeah.
And we were talking about how that's kind of a statistical anomaly, like 3 years. Like, okay, tell me what happened. But then I think I sent you... last week or over the weekend, that it's at least the worst since 98, is that
right?
Yeah,
98. That's the story.
So that's 21 years.
Yeah, last time... Well, that was because there were six fewer deaths when we talked about it 2 weeks ago. In the last month.
Good God!
Yeah. Six other people have died, bumping it from the worst in 3 years to the worst in 21 years. And the summer's not over.
I mean, it's like half over.
Guys, don't drink and drive a boat.
No, and...
Stop it.
And really, unless you know what you're doing, don't boat at night.
That's a good point.
You know, I mean, there are people that I know that, like, if we were at their lake house or whatever, and they said, let's go out on a boat at night, I would be like, that's fine.
Yeah.
I know a couple of people that know what they're doing.
Right.
And then I know a couple other people that I'd probably be like, we're going to stay here.
Yeah, we're going to hang out here.
Just not feeling it.
Yeah. Not feeling good today. Going
to
stay
a little late. I don't want the kids to be seasick when they get off. They need to go to bed.
This month alone, a dozen crashes on the water claimed the lives of six people. One of the things they're blaming is a decrease in marine patrol on the lakes and rivers. But I mean, to me, if you're on the water, gosh, I don't know. I hate to say it.
You know, I mean,
I don't want to make anyone feel bad.
Yeah, I mean, I also think that a lot of people think that because you can drive a boat, that you should drive, you know what I mean? Like, or because you can drive a car, that you're as good at driving a car as you are piloting a boat. And that's probably not correct. Unless you have about the same experience.
Especially drunk.
Well, listen, stone cold sober during the day. I was actually out with a friend of mine, 2 weeks ago, 3 weeks ago? Mm-hmm. The weekend before the 4th. We were at their lake house and, you know, and I was like, how do you know your way around?
Yeah.
I've been on this like 50 times. No idea where we are. He's like, oh, you learn, you know, you kind of study like this and that, and then you see these, you know, these features. I'm like, these features, like, there's an inlet.
You mean like trees and rocks?
Yeah, they look kind of the same.
Trees, rocks, and water?
And he's like, yeah, you know, you just learn, but I can't imagine then getting out, if you're relatively inexperienced, and then getting out at night, you know, and then adding a couple beers to it.
Yeah.
And then you got other people that are driving too fast, and it's just a recipe for disaster.
It's truly terrifying.
And I think we covered this last week, like you can't be too safe with kids around water. You cannot be too safe with kids around water.
Yeah.
If you're filling up your bathtub and you don't see your 2-year-old, go find your 2-year-old.
Right.
There's a chance that he fell in that bathtub face first.
Yeah. And water is a very quiet medium.
Correct.
Especially if you got engines and everything else involved, it's really truly terrifying.
And if you go in the drink at night, even with a life preserver,
you might get run over.
And then if you don't have a life preserver, and you weren't looking directly at which way land was, like, you could be in some trouble.
Yeah. Two suffer life-threatening injuries in Montgomery shootings overnight. One in Gibbs Village, one in the 3200 block of Virginia Loop Court.
JetQuest isn't here. Where are those places?
Gibbs Village, I think, is the one over off of Air Base, if I'm not mistaken. And Virginia Loop, it runs from...
Yeah, I know where that is.
That runs from Troy Highway to Woodley Road.
Yep.
Just a little cut-through, I think.
Yeesh.
I don't know. Not often on...
Not a good look, Montgomery.
I'm not often on Virginia Loop Court or Gibbs Village. No, not a good one, but... You know, I go back to what Todd Strange said.
What's that?
If you're not dealing drugs or exchanging in prostitution, your odds of getting involved in a gunfire incident in Montgomery are very low. You know?
Right.
He's not victim-blaming necessarily, But he kind of victim blamed.
Like, if you find yourself at the budget end, you know, to score some, you know, to score some drugs and, you know, maybe be with a prostitute, well, yeah, then there's a chance that you're going to get shot.
Well, you might get shot.
Whether you're in Montgomery or you're in, you know, Nome, Alaska.
Yeah, it doesn't matter. When you deal with drugs and prostitutes, there's a chance you might die. The high-class prostitutes just go missing.
Right, missing.
Yeah. All those hot missing girls, a lot of them are prostitutes who nobody knew they were prostitutes because they were quiet about it and went about their business. But, you know, the high-class guy's not going to shoot you and leave you in the parking lot.
No.
He's going to quietly disappear you and go on with his life as a businessman. You'll never know the difference.
Maybe go back to Zaire.
He might be a businessman in Zaire. You never know. Where is the opioid epidemic in Alabama hitting the hardest? The new statistics came out from, Federal Food and Drug Administration?
FDA?
It's either FDA or CDC, one or the other. I got the top 10 counties by prescription, and I got the top 10 pharmacies in the state.
Hot.
And then I got the top 10 cities by opioid. Let's do the top pharmacies.
Yeah.
Would it surprise you that the Northport Senior Care Pharmacy is the big winner here? 290,310.
In how long?
6 years.
All right. Let's do some back of the math.
Back of the envelope
math? Back of the envelope math.
So that's a little about $1.5 million a year.
Uh-huh. How many do you take a day?
I don't know. Three, maybe?
I mean,
two,
I guess,
three,
is it 4 hours or 6 hours? So it's either six or four, right?
Yeah, probably. Let's say three a day. We'll call it the middle.
So 3 times 30 is 90.
Right.
Right? How many patients they have?
Oh, I don't know.
We
I
don't know.
Say that.
But like, you know, so, okay, but if it's 90 a month per person,
mm-hmm,
how many do you have to get to go to
1.5 million?
Yeah.
1.5 million divided by 90... That's 16,666 people.
Okay. And then
it's, well, a lot of opioids.
But that's a month.
Yeah.
Divide that by what? Three, or but divide that number by 12, right? And that gives you the,
so 1,388.
Yeah. Getting three a month, you know.
Forever.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Well, but the thing is that, I mean, and you know this, that the way that the way that this works is that there's not 1,300 people that go to that pharmacy that need three pills a day, you know, for a month. And so, but they prescribe them through them, and then they go sell half of them.
Number of opioid prescriptions per year in these counties. Walker County, 140 per person per year.
Well,
Marion County, 108. Franklin County, 90.5. Colbert County, 85.2. Winston, 84.4. Marshall, Etowah. It's all North Alabama. North Alabama apparently is eating up with this stuff.
What's the, are there any of the top 10 in our region?
No.
Any of the top 10 in the south of the state?
No. Walker, Marion, Franklin, Colbert, Winston, Marshall, Etowah, Jackson, Covington, Cherokee.
Covington.
That's down on the border. Out of nowhere.
Cherokee, huh?
Well,
it's just not that many people there.
Ain't nothing to do. You know what I think a lot of this is? There's nothing to do in any of these places.
Right.
So you might as well sit around and get high. I think it's
fade into Bolivian.
I mean, if you look at the national map, it's all like West Virginia, Eastern Kentucky.
Well, it's all the places where the manufacturing jobs have left.
Yeah.
And there's nothing else to do.
And they're not just depressed. Yeah, but they're not just killing a physical pain, it's an emotional pain.
Correct.
That it's killing.
Yeah, probably more so.
Yeah. Anyway, it's my Alabama news for the day. I don't really have anything else.
Water deaths and opioids?
Hey, that's Alabama, man. I'm just giving you what the news is. I sift through the news so you don't have to. There's nothing else worth reading, I promise. There's not a single other news thing worth reading.
It's true.
If there was, I'd have told you about it.
There is freedom within. There's a battle ahead. Many battles are lost, but you'll never see the end of the road while you're traveling with me. Hey now, don't dream it's over. Hey now,
philosophically consistent radio. News and views from 9 till noon. Only on News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Have you ever thought you'd like to own a zero-turn riding mower, but you just couldn't justify it because either your yard is too small or the price is too big? Hey, folks, Bruce Holding with CTE Outdoor Power introducing the new Hustler Dash. At only 34 inches wide, the Hustler Dash is perfect for small yards. And starting at only $21.99 or payments as low as $50 a month, it's the perfect price. Bottom line, the Hustler Dash is the most compact, affordable zero turn on the market today. And when you purchase CTE's VIP package, you get free delivery upon purchase. And for as long as you own your Hustler, you'll get free pickup and delivery, free blade sharpening, our 7-day repair guarantee, and a free rental mower while yours is in our service department. Well, with service like that, why go anywhere else? And military personnel, to honor you, please ask about our military discounts. CTE Outdoor Power, I-85 at Perry Hill Road, and CTEOutdoorPower.com.
Noble here with Dixie Electric Plumbing and Air. Join us this month as we donate a portion of our proceeds to Folds of Honor, a scholarship program for the children of service members who died or were disabled in the line of duty. Thank you for your support.
License number 15033.
Hi, this is Tom Latham with Penny Earn and Concrete Technology. If you own a business, you know how important it is to get in front of your customer. Radio has proved to be the best medium for us. For many years, the stations at Blue Water Broadcasting have served us well. For success for your business, call the folks at Blue Water today.
Call us at Blue Water Broadcasting and find out how we can help grow your business. Blue Water Broadcasting. Local folks helping local business.
This hour of the program brought to you in part by our good friends over at Alabama Home Mortgage. Alabama Home Mortgage, 567-4223. 567-4223 on the web, alahomemortgage.com. NMLS number 1586368, equal housing lender.
Giving voice to liberty in our time. The Joey Clark Radio Hour. Monday through Friday, 6 to 7 p.m. on News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Ain't no sunshine when she's gone. It's not warm when she's away. Ain't no sunshine when she's gone. And she's always gone too long. Anytime she goes away. I wonder this time where she's gone. If she's gonna stay. Ain't no sunshine when she's gone. And this house just ain't no home.
20 minutes after 10 o'clock.
She goes away. And I know, 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 I know. I know, hey, I ought to leave the young thing alone, but ain't no sunshine when she's gone.
21 minutes after 10 o'clock.
Ain't no sunshine when she's gone.
I'm sick of these businesses paying hundreds of millions or billions of dollars to the federal government when the people are the ones getting screwed. It happens again and again and again. We just talked about Facebook's paying a $5 billion fine. Because of what they did.
Mm-hmm.
There was some other group that I know what it was. It was Donald Watkins. He's got to pay the SEC a $5 million fine. Why not the investors who he bilked out of millions of dollars? Why didn't he pay them the $5 million?
Right.
I got another one of those I'll tell you about in a second. Cornerstone Managing General Agency, CornerstoneMGA.com, CornerstoneMGA.com. You can call them, 356-1502, 356-1502, CornerstoneMGA.com. Guys, I'm telling you right now, if you run a business and you have not had the opportunity to deal with Cornerstone MGA, A, you're missing out on an opportunity to meet some really spectacular folks and do business with people who do it the right way. But two, you're missing an opportunity to save some money. You're missing an opportunity to save some money. I don't know any other way I can get your attention more than that. Call them and have them come out to your business or I don't know. I guess they got to come out to your business. I don't know if they can do it over the phone or email or not.
And they'll work up a new plan for you. And there's a chance, like an 80 or 90% chance, is going to save you some money. So stop lollygagging. Stop dragging your feet. Make today a new day. Make today a new day. Start saving money soon. 356-1502, cornerstonemga.com. Dave Mowry, Baron Coleman here with you. Equifax. You remember the big data breach that leaked all of your information for basically everyone in the country?
Yes.
Yeah. That was back in 2017. They basically got your Social Security number, every address where you've ever lived, every security code you ever used, because that's
your mother's maiden name.
Right. It's all in there.
The name of your, of your first pet. Where you went to high school.
So now to resolve that, Equifax is agreeing to pay up to $700 million in fines. But the money's not going to you, the disaffected consumer, because that would only be like a $5 per consumer, $4 per consumer. The money's going to go to the Federal Trade Commission and the Consumer Financial Protection Bureau and 50 attorneys general for the different states.
Yeah.
But not you, not the disaffected consumer.
Right, not the person who got all their stuff stolen.
Not you who now have to fight identity theft. You know what I have to do every year? Because one of my children's identity was compromised. We have to paper file our taxes. You know what a pain in the ass that is?
For real.
Nobody paper files taxes anymore.
Nope.
We have to paper file our taxes every year.
Yeah.
They won't accept electronic taxes because one of my daughter's identity was compromised.
That's crazy.
When she was like 8.
Ugh.
They'll also pay as much as $425 million to compensate consumers, which is $3 a piece.
Well, give me my $3. I can go buy a coffee.
It's unbelievable.
Or maybe, like, if they have a deal where they have those 2 for $3 candy bars, then I could get, like, 2 candy bars.
Well, then you'd have to come out of pocket for taxes.
Oh, you're right.
Speaking of candy bars, you know what I got this weekend that's really good? I love jelly. Have I ever told you about my jelly affinity?
No.
I love jelly. Love jelly, any kind of jelly. Just
big jelly guy.
A peach jelly.
He's into jelly.
Apricot jelly.
He likes jelly.
Strawberry jelly, blueberry, blackberry. I like preserves. I like marmalade.
I was just going to say, does this apply to jam?
Yeah, jams.
Jam or jelly, jelly or jam?
I like it all. I love it. It's just fruit and sweetener.
Right?
Why
yeah,
not?
Yeah.
Fruity sweetener. We've been buying these little, because we don't buy the corn syrup jellies, we don't let corn syrup in our house.
Right.
We've been buying those natural Smucker jellies for like $3 or $4 for a little bitty tin of it.
Uh-huh.
You know, Costco has the most amazing strawberry preserves you've ever tasted in your life.
Really?
They're blended down.
Yeah,
they're chunky.
Yeah, we get those.
$6 or $7.
Yeah.
And it's like a wheelbarrow full of it. That'll last my family like a week.
At least 3 days.
We eat jelly with everything. We eat it with sausage, bacon, toast. I'll do jelly on an Eggo waffle every now and then. And it's not that I want the Eggo waffle. I just want the jelly.
You want a vehicle for the jelly.
That's right. Sometimes, and most of the time, I just get a spoonful of jelly.
Right.
Sometimes I want that buttery goodness with it. And so I'll put the butter on the Eggo and then put the jelly. I love jelly.
Yeah, that's pretty fire.
I love jelly.
Big into jelly.
Don't like corn syrup, but I love jelly.
Jelly guy.
I like jelly. Big jelly guy. You know how it is. There's a looming syphilis epidemic as hookup apps go viral.
Oh.
The rise of dating apps and falling. I got a question. You people who go around squirting Purell on your hands all day, take 2 showers a day. What y'all doing hooking up with randos on hookup apps? You know what I mean? I mean, these are the people who, like, if you walked out of the bathroom without washing your hands, it would be scandalous. You are gross. Oh, random hookup guy, come here. Spread of syphilis in Europe is intensifying, said the head of HIV/AIDS, sexually transmitted infections and viral hepatitis program at the European Center for Disease Prevention and Control. Various factors play into the outbreak, such as people having sex without condoms, multiple sex partners, and a reduced fear of acquiring HIV from condomless sex.
Oh.
Syphilis soared by 70% over the last 7 years. Basically almost doubled. And the only thing they can attribute it to is, he said, hookup acts like Tinder, Grindr, and Bumble, a.k.a. bringing the sharing economy to the dating world. Y'all nasty.
Basically, yeah.
Y'all are nasty.
Y'all out here being nasty. And now we got an epidemic on our hands.
The syphilis rate in Iceland has climbed 876%.
Well?
In Ireland, syphilis rates have climbed 224%. Germany and Britain have seen rates double. Male on male is responsible for 2/3 of the cases.
That HMMA?
Yeah. You know.
Yeah.
Growing rates of unprotected sex. Y'all, don't be nasty. Don't be nasty. He says a few ideas for policies that could lower rates. More testing for syphilis in some groups, such as men who prefer men. Lack of or sufficient sex education. Poor access to condoms for teenagers and young adults. Sex under the influence of alcohol or drugs, or the use of psychoactive party drugs. But the dating apps are definitely the number one because they facilitate more sexual encounters. You know, in the old days, you had to like go flag somebody down. You could only talk to so many people in a given day.
Right.
And how many of them were you propositioning?
Right.
Now you can proposition like 1,000 people in a minute.
Just throw, cast a wide net, as they say.
Yeah, just, I don't know, you swipe in one way or the other, but you just swipe that way all the time and just, someone will eventually match with you.
Yep.
And then you're off to the races. Syphilis is yours.
Hey.
Just moments away.
You can get something that won't wash off with soap and water.
Y'all be easy like Sunday morning. It's not what he was talking about. Some of y'all taking it too seriously. Heirloom Jewelers, on Vaughn Road, just east of Bell Road. They're not open today. Today's the day you gather all your jewelry around. You find the gold, you find the diamonds, the platinum, the rubies, the sapphires, the emeralds. Stuff you don't wear anymore. You take it in, you say, I can either trade this in for jewelry I'll actually wear and like, or I can just sell it and get cash and take that home, pay off some debt, send a kid to college, whatever. All this back-to-school shopping, right? Well, go find. Look, he'll buy anything from up to $50 to $50,000. If you got jewelry you think might have some value, take it to him. Even if you think it doesn't have value, take it in there. He said he buys about 80 or 90% of everything that walks in the store. Guy likes jewelry. He's big into jewelry. Big jewelry guy. Heirloom Jewelers. Check out his Facebook page, too. Interesting stuff on his Facebook page. Great, great selection. Heirloom Jewelers. We'll be back. That's why I'm here.
This is David from Mr. Sandman Mattress, and as I predicted, our amazing Independence Day sale has been held over. All mattresses and headboards are on sale, as well as bedroom furniture and adjustable bases. With over 80 models of mattresses on display, including budget sets to ultra premium, extra firm to super plush, we offer more choices at better prices than the chain stores. We are wheeling and dealing all summer, so if you need a mattress or headboard, now is a great time to save on quality sets from Serta, Beautyrest, Jameson, Diamond, and Sutherland. We have high-end floor samples from Restonic and Heirloom, as well as many other closeout bargains. We have been voted this area's favorite mattress store for 18 times because we offer better values and great customer service. Visit us on the Atlanta Highway in Montgomery and on Highway 14 in Millbrook. Mr. Sandman Mattress Superstores. Listen up. The Lee High School 50th Reunion Committee needs your help. If you were in the class of 1970 or know someone who was, check with us on Facebook. If you don't come, we will talk about you. It's going to be fun.
Trust is the firm belief in reliability, truth, and strength. For years, Southern Bell's Cleaning Service has been earning the trust of families in the River Region. Callan and her crew believe in cleaning the old-fashioned way. Southern Bell's brings all their own supplies, arrives on time, and specializes in full-service residential, commercial, vacant properties, and construction cleanup. Estimates are always free. Call Southern Bell's today at 546-0715 or follow them on Facebook at Southern Bell's Cleaning River Region.
This hour of the program brought to you in part by our good friends over at Alabama Home Mortgage. Alabama Home Mortgage, 567-4223, 567-4223, on the web, alahomemortgage.com, NMLS number 1586368, Equal Housing Lender.
From the Fox Business Network, shares of credit rating service Equifax are higher after the announcement it has reached a settlement with federal agencies, 50 U.S. states and territories, over its massive data breach 2 years ago. The settlement, up to $700 million, includes payments to victims, though to receive restitution, you need to have been a victim of fraud. Jeff Sika of Circle Squared Investments thinks it's not enough.
They need to find the more in the excess of $1 billion. This was a slap on the wrist to them. They failed to protect personal data, and that is their business, to protect personal data. They should have been hit a lot harder.
The Dr. Scholl's foot care brand is being sold to private equity firm Yellowwood Partners. It was owned by German chemical group Bayer. Yellowwood is paying $585 million for Dr. Scholl's. With the Fox Business Report, I'm Jenny Cosola.
Over the years, you've brought them into your home. You were prescribed opioids after the C-section and after Dad's back injury. They helped when you were in pain, and you held on to them just in case. But did you know holding on to unused opioids puts your family at risk? Trouble with opioids can start at home with unused medicines such as pills, patches, and syrups. You can remove the risk and protect your family. Find out how at www.fda.gov/drugdisposal.
The Rich Thomas Weather Network, brought to you by Alabama Wholesale Lumber. Alabama Wholesale Lumber, serving the River Region with the best quality building materials for decades. Contractor to do-it-yourselfer. Call Alabama Wholesale Lumber.
Rich Thomas Weather.
We have an interesting weather week ahead as a rare summer front enters our state, hopefully bringing some nice relief. Today, hot and humid again with a high in the low 90s, a sun and cloud mix with scattered afternoon and evening storms roaming around. Sounds routine, right? Tonight's low 73. Tomorrow, showers and thunderstorms increase, becoming numerous by afternoon as a front moves through the state. Then storms ending later Tuesday evening, turning cooler, low 66. Wednesday, lots of sun, less humid. A rare but brief summer break with a high around 88. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
Have you guys tried Nuke's Eatery, where everything is served fresh? I just enjoyed one of their 7 real meal deals with a full handcrafted sandwich for just $8.99. Choose a side and a 32-ounce drink. A real meal, only $8.99. Plus, save time when you order online. Some restrictions may apply.
Spencer over at Auburn House Wash. 826-WASH. If you want to get into Spencer, 826-WASH. Check him out online, auburnhousewash.com. His Facebook page is chock full of information. His Facebook page is chock full of before and after pictures and so much more. Spencer is an amazing, amazing guy. He's got a truck dedicated right here to the River Region, and all he wants to do is make the world a more beautiful place. You hear people say that all the time.
I wish I wanted to spend my life making the world a more beautiful place. I want world peace.
Well, Spencer's doing more for world peace than anybody else, because pretty houses don't go to war with each other, right? You know that old adage that two countries with McDonald's have never gone to war with each other? It's not true, for one, but...
It used to be.
Well, it used to be true, up until McDonald's got into more places. But it's the same kind of concept, man. Everybody's happier when everything looks good. Neighborhood looks good. People are happy. Take care of your stuff. You're happier when you pull in. You're more proud of what you've accomplished and earned. It's just a great, great, great place. Auburn House Wash, 826-WASH, auburnhousewash.com. We talked a little bit about the minimum wage last week, Dave. But I did not have the opportunity, I don't believe, to weigh in on the hilarious battle between Bernie Sanders' staff and his own campaign.
Oh, man, this is irony.
This is wonderful. Bernie Sanders is running around the country telling people if you don't pay $15 an hour to your people, you hate them and you're a horrible human being. But some of his own campaign workers say they're calculating their pay at $13 an hour for their 60-hour work week, and they're demanding those extra $2. He has unionized campaign workers. Did you know this?
Yeah. I'm not quite sure how it works.
I don't know how that works. But he has unionized campaign workers. Now, I've used unionized labor, like to knock on doors and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
But they're great. You give them $10 an hour. They work hard. They want their breaks when they get them. And then they're done.
Right.
The end of the day. Cut them a check. Boom. They go away. Great people. Sanders' unionized campaign organizers leaked a story to the Washington Post where they complain how their pay doesn't meet all the standards that Sanders supposedly believes should be applied to all Americans. Surprise, surprise. Socialist is inconsistent and wants stuff to apply to you that he doesn't want to apply to him. I'm shocked. Shocked, Dave. Shocked.
Exactly.
Some of the staffers complain they're being forced to depend on payday loans to survive. And that in one state, four people have quit in the past month because of financial struggles.
Hmm.
One field organizer complained that he needed more money because I need to be able to feed myself. You know the irony in this? It's not that Bernie Sanders is touting a $15 minimum wage. It's that they're trying to get somebody elected who will make sure nobody can feed themselves.
Right.
His economic policy has led to bread lines around the world. You think you're depending on payday loans and dumpster diving now. Just wait. Wait till you see what it's like in Venezuela.
Right.
That's the real irony, is that the people working for Bernie Sanders should be the most sacrificial people on the planet and say, basically, we don't even want pay. We believe in a world of equality. We're going to be paid what the homeless guy's being paid down the street. In fact, why don't you just take my pay and give it to him directly? Who are these greedy people that want to eat all the time anyway? Who are these? What greedy person would be working for the Bernie Sanders campaign? I don't get it. I just don't understand it. I thought that was the opposite of the Bernie Sanders message. They apparently reached an agreement with campaign leadership and union workers on May 2nd. For $15 an hour for interns and canvassers and $100,000 annual salary for bargaining unit deputies.
Wait, what?
Yeah. I don't even know what a bargaining unit deputy is. You know what that means?
No.
I don't know what that means. Field organizers who are on the front line of the campaign's crucial effort to contact voters were to be paid not by the hours, but not by the hours worked, but via an annual salary set at $36,000. Regional field directors were going to be paid $48,000 annually, and statewide directors $90,000 annually.
Hmm.
But apparently, that's not being upheld, or they're being overworked. And that's not what they believe in.
Yeah, I had a friend one time in the consulting business, and he was like, yeah, I did a presidential once.
And never
like,
again.
Yeah, just basically, like, unless you're at the top, you're gonna, like, they're not gonna pay you.
Right. Here's what they now demand. Instead of $46,800 that they agreed to before, now they want $62,400. These are greedy little socialists.
Well,
the campaign wants to cut, they want the campaign to cover 100% of the health care costs for employees making $60,000 or less per year. The campaign staff wants to be reimbursed for automobile transportation at 58 cents per mile while they're traveling around canvassing for Bernie Sanders. This is fantastic. You know, Bernie's never actually done anything in his life, right?
Right.
Never had a real job?
Right.
That's why he's having this problem.
Correct.
You know who didn't have this problem on his campaign?
Trump.
Donald J. Trump. Because you know what would have happened if somebody would have complained?
Have you been fired?
Oh, my gosh. You know how many people want a $90,000 a year state director job? You know how many applications they could get? I'll be Bernie's state director in Alabama. You're not going to win it anyway.
Exactly.
I'll take $90,000 in welfare.
Yes.
To do nothing.
Please.
Let the regional people do all the work and the field directors, and you get the $90,000 for, compiling data on a spreadsheet and communicating once a week with the campaign?
Yep, get on some conference calls.
Can I tell you guys about conference? If you're in an organization that does a lot of conference calls, you're in an organization that either everybody's paid too much or nobody really knows how to get anything done. Conference calls are the worst things ever. The absolute worst things ever. I cannot imagine a scenario in which regularly scheduled conference calls need to be a thing. I worked on an issue last year, and like every 3 days, they're like, we're not going to need to get on a conference call for this. No, you need to call Jim over there and tell him what he needs to do. We don't all need to get on a conference call every time you got to talk to Jim.
Yeah, that's, I mean,
at worst, loop me in on an email.
Yeah.
But maybe not even that.
Most of the time, I mean, a lot of times that's people that are afraid to make a decision. So
how about I just assume Jim's gotten the message and he's going to do better? And if he's not, then send an email out and say, Jim's no longer with us. We've replaced him with Tim. Say hello to Tim, everybody. Tim's going to get the job done, or, you know, Johnny's going to take his job. I don't understand all that. Campaigns aren't particularly complex if you can get the spouse of the candidate out of the way.
Yeah.
And whoever it is that wants all the yard signs.
Yeah.
God. You know, if your friend announces he's running for office on Facebook...
Okay. Don't be the guy that says, I need a sign for my yard.
I need a yard sign.
Be the guy that says, I got $1,000 for it.
Yeah, I was just about to say that.
Write the first check with a comment in it for him. If you can.
If you're not, write the first check with any check. Mm-hmm. Get on there and throw him. Instead of making him spend $3.50 on a yard sign, give him $3.50.
Mm-hmm.
Your yard sign's not going to get any votes. 44 minutes after 10 o'clock. So many frustrations. Who's this?
My name is Grady. I'm way up in the metro area of Coosa County.
Wow, you are in a major metropolitan area up there, sir.
I know, industrial jetplex.
Mm-hmm. What's going on?
We had to take my boss up to the courthouse, and I noticed the flags were half staff. I asked somebody what that was for, and they said Justice Stevens had passed away. You probably already talked about it, but I've been away from you. On my radio for a couple of hours, so y'all probably have already talked about it, but I thought that was shocking.
He was 99, wasn't he?
90, somebody tell me 95, but I don't know.
Talking about Justice Stevens?
Yeah.
99.
Yeah.
99. Yeah. Hey, if we could all be so lucky to go at 99 in our sleep, right?
Oh, absolutely.
Okay.
Oh, absolutely. Yes, sir. I just thought, I guess that'll bring on a big, big fight for...
Well, he's retired.
He's been retired.
Oh, he's been retired. Oh,
yeah,
okay.
Yeah.
He's been retired for 10 years. I think it was at Alito?
Elena Kagan.
Oh, Kagan. Kagan mm-hmm. got him. Oh, yeah, because he waited and went under Obama because Lived he didn't a want a Republican
oh,
making
okay.
his decision.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Well, the way that they announced that, they didn't say retired Justice Stevens. Like all the headlines that I saw said Justice Stevens has died, right. And so a lot of people had your reaction.
Oh, yeah, yeah. I mean, I could see a big fight coming up with Trump on trying to find somebody to replace him.
Yeah, we'd definitely be covering that.
Well, that's what I thought, but I had to pick my boss up early this morning, so I missed you guys. I mean,
But he died like a week ago. Where have you been?
I know.
News travels slow up in Coosa County.
Well,
it does. It really does.
Did y'all have radios and telephones, or are you still using Maxwell House and String?
A string in Maxwell House.
Yeah, I wondered how news was traveling so slow.
Or you have to go by the Worldwide International Coosa County News newspaper office, and they have their gossip club in the morning and get the news there.
What are the two big cities up there? It's Goodwater and what's the other one?
Rockford,
yes, big metro. How did I forget Rockford? When you talk about great cities in Alabama, you think Birmingham, Huntsville, Rockford. I mean, it's right up there.
Absolutely. U.S. Highway 231 goes slam through the middle of town.
I know, and if you blink, you'll miss it.
You blink, you miss it. Yeah. Coosa County is one of the few counties I know that I don't believe has a single traffic light in the whole county.
I don't think it does. There might be a flasher out there in the middle somewhere.
Blinking light. Yeah.
Well, we in the middle of town. We have a flashing light, yep. A flashing red light, and a stop sign, and the local police don't even stop at it.
Gotcha.
But anyway, I just heard Stephen tonight. I couldn't remember, you know, if he was retired or not. But that usually just makes big news. I was just trying to get the update on it.
Gotcha.
So we have to. Folks up here in the big city of Rockford have to keep in touch with you guys to find out what the news is.
For sure.
There you go. Appreciate you guys' time this morning.
Yes,
great
sir.
Program.
Thank you. It is a great program. You're absolutely right.
Thank you.
I appreciate it. Thank you.
Got the Coosa County update.
Coosa County. We're big in Coosa County.
Well,
not as big as Canada.
No.
We're pretty big in Coosa County.
There's a couple more people in Canada.
Now, Coosada, that you would think would be in Coosa County, is in Elmore County. Unbelievable, right?
Mm-hmm.
You would never,
you think that like Greenville or Evergreen would be in Greene County, but no.
Well, and you would think Butler would be in Butler County.
Nope. No.
Not here, my friends. Who's this?
Good morning, gentlemen. This is Bud.
Hey,
how you
Bud?
Doing today?
That's my favorite liquor driver. Bud hauls liquor all over the country. He had 48,000 pounds
of
tequila.
Bud sounds like a great man.
Go tequila. Like I say, if I can hook up with a produce driver hauling a truckload of limes, then y'all hook up with a ton of salt, party, baby, party.
That's right. That's what I'm talking about.
You know, you're talking about our favorite socialist, not AOC, but Sanders, and the hypocrisy there.
Yeah.
You know, when you consider this man and his wife over the past 2 years of revealed tax documents have earned over $1 million. And he owns 3 houses.
Mm-hmm.
You know, if that's not do what I say.
And $100,000 sports car. Don't forget about that.
I mean, it's crazy.
Oh, really?
They
got a fly whip?
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
I mean, I think they said on Fox, every House of Representatives, I know he's a senator. As a senator, they begin off at a little over $250,000. But if you took $174,000, which is what AOC is making, entry level, that would literally fund at a $15 minimum wage, which a House passed, who cares, would fund, I believe they said, like 27 people for an entire year.
Hmm.
You know, they want to ram this minimum wage with the CBO said if they went to $15 minimum wage would cost a minimum 3.7 million jobs.
Wow.
You know, the true minimum wage is zero.
Yeah.
We talked about that last week,
about how devastating the minimum wage is.
It's crazy because if I'm an employer, if I don't think you can earn me more than $15 an hour that I'm paying you in return, then I'm losing money on the investment.
Mm-hmm. I'm all in favor. You know, one reason I'm in favor of the economically, Bud, I'm completely opposed to the increased minimum wage. There's one reason I'm in favor of it. One reason only. Because I think Montgomery, Alabama has the worst frontline point of sale workers in the history of humanity. And I think it will eliminate a lot of them.
Terrible.
Well, when it becomes cheaper at Arby's, when I go get that Arctic cod sandwich that's so delicious, or when I go to McDonald's to get the double filet of fish, I had the worst experience at McDonald's getting a double filet of fish the other day. I have bought, it's the only thing I eat at McDonald's. I don't eat anything else there. I don't get the fries, I don't get a Whopper. I get a double filet of fish, $4.94 every single time.
Well, one thing,
and
sure.
it always takes about, I don't know, a minute or two to make it because they don't usually have it. But I was asked to pull into stall number one the other day. I didn't even know McDonald's had stalls.
Mm-hmm.
And I do this about once a month. I'll get a double filet of fish just because I get a hankering for it. It sounds good, tastes good.
Yeah.
It's a good little sandwich. It's got decent fish in there for a fried fish sandwich for $5. And I pull into stall number one, and like 7 minutes later, the lady comes out and hands me my sandwich. You know how many napkins she put in the bag?
One.
Zero. So as she's walking away, I said, ma'am, I had to get out of my car and walk back in there to ask her for napkins.
Yeah.
That is Montgomery, Alabama, point-of-sale retail worker. For that reason alone, I hope they automate the whole damn industry. Thanks for your call, bud. I got to take a break. 272-9228 if you want to get in. 272-9228. I'm a lousy day. Did you watch any racing this weekend, Dan?
No. A
couple good races.
Mm.
IndyCar raced in until 1:30 in the morning.
Oh, geez.
Yeah, it got rain delayed. We'll be back.
See the curtains hanging in the window in the evening on a Friday night. Little light is shining through the window. Let me know everything's all right. Summer breeze makes me feel fine.
The biggest and baddest broadcast in all the land. Happy Hour with Greg Budell and Joey Clark. Afternoons 3 to 6 on the River Region's most trusted voice. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Finding great candidates to hire can be like, well, trying to find a needle in a haystack. Sure, you can post your job to some job board, but then all you can do is hope the right person comes along, which is why you should try ZipRecruiter for free. ZipRecruiter doesn't depend on candidates finding you. It finds them for you. Its powerful technology identifies people with the right experience and actively invites them to apply to your job. You get qualified candidates fast. So while other companies might deliver a lot of hay, ZipRecruiter finds you what you're looking for. The needle in the haystack.
4 out of 5 employers who post a job in ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate through the site within the first day. ZipRecruiter. The smartest way to hire. And right now, you can try ZipRecruiter for free. That's right, free. Just go to this exclusive web address, ZipRecruiter.com/work. That's ZipRecruiter.com/work. ZipRecruiter.com/work.
The best things in life are free.
Hi, folks. Rusty here, and everybody knows that the Health and Wealth Show with David Ernest is on every weekday evening at 7 right here on News Talk 93.1. The show can also be heard Saturday mornings at 8:30 and Sunday afternoons at 1. We're also on television. The Health and Wealth Show with David Ernest is on ABC 32 Saturday evenings at 5 right before the national news. David is very excited. You'll be excited too because David's right there in living color telling you some good news about your money. If you're the kind of person who likes to plan ahead, you should call David Ernest today at 334-279-7431. Let David show you how to put your money to work so when retirement rolls around, you don't have to worry. Don't miss the Health and Wealth Show Saturday evenings at 5 on ABC 32. Oh, he's still excited.
Brittany here with Wholesale Hunter, your destination for hunting, shooting, and camping gear. We are located in Wetumpka at the intersection of Highway 14 and Fire Tower Road. Our storefront is open weekdays from 9 till 5, but you can visit us anytime at wholesalehunter.com. We carry a variety of firearms, ammo, optics, and relating supplies. Call us at 888-900-4868. Please stop by and see us in Wetumpka or visit our website at wholesalehunter.com. That's wholesalehunter.com. Again, wholesalehunter.com.
This hour of the program brought to you in part by our good friends over at Alabama Home Mortgage. Alabama Home Mortgage, 567-4223, 567-4223, on the web, ALAHomeMortgage.com. NMLS number 1586368, equal housing lender.
News and talk without the static. The River Region's most trusted voice. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
So far away, doesn't anybody stay in one place anymore? It would be so fine to see your face at my door. Doesn't help to know you're just time away. Long ago I reached for you and so far away.
We're not far away, Dave. We're right here. And your mortgage isn't far away either. Your refinance even. Doesn't matter. If it's mortgage related, it's Kim Williams. She's not far away at all. She's just one phone call away. 567-4223. 567-4223. Her NMLS number 1586368. She's an equal housing lender. Kim Williams is quite amazing. She's quite amazing. All you got to do is reach out to her. She's going to grab you by the hand. She's going to walk you through. Some people like doing business the old-fashioned way. Come in, sit down, handshake, look you dead in the eye, enjoy a cup of coffee or Coke, and fill out the application that way. Some people like to do it over the phone. Some people like the internet. She has availability for all of you. Availability for all of you. So call her. Call her. It's the easiest step to do. 567-4223. 567-4223. Gene.
Hello?
Gene.
Hey.
Hey.
Hey, I was going to tell you that Coosa County does have one, a red light. It's in Goodwater.
Oh, see, that's way up in Goodwater. That didn't count. That's practically Birmingham.
Well, it's still in, you know, still in Coosa County. It counts.
But they don't have a doctor or a LPN or a nurse or a PA. They don't have any kind of medical professional at all.
Really?
Not one.
Not a single
county.
One.
Not in the whole county. Unless it's changed in the last couple of years.
Huh.
As of a couple of years ago, did you not? Where do you go to the doctor, Gene?
Well, I'm...
Oh, you're not in Coosa County?
Not now, no.
Oh, okay.
But they used to have, you know, I used to go to a dentist in Goodwater.
I didn't know that. I think he cleaned all the teeth in Goodwater and had to move.
They have.
All right, Gene, appreciate it. Now we know. There's one red light in Goodwater. James.
Hey, y'all may have talked about this a long time ago, but I believe in the 1970s, I'm pretty sure they had a bumper sticker they come out with that said, America, love it or leave it. Evidently, it's gone about all full circle, you might say, and somebody else is doing it, so they're mad.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think it's, you know, fair take. I appreciate it. Thanks.
But
love it or leave it, he said, Dave.
Well, now I feel.
I love this song entirely too much. People smile and tell me I'm a lucky one. I played it not long ago, but I'm playing it again. What, maybe a month ago, maybe? It's a great album. The whole album's good. All right, one more hour. We'll be right. Conceived in love, sun is gonna shine above.